From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. A senior U.S. official said that President Donald Trump Monday ordered the expulsion of 60 Russians from the United States and closed the Russian consulate in Seattle over a nerve agent attack earlier this month in Britain. Isha Sarai has more.
The order includes 12 Russian intelligence officers from Russia's mission to the United Nations headquarters in New York and reflects concerns that Russian intelligence activities have been increasingly aggressive. The official said the expulsion will mean that the Russian intelligence capabilities will be significantly minimized and will be a step to making the Russian government accountable. Isha Sarai, VOA News.
Furthermore, Ukraine will expel 13 Russian diplomats in response to the poisoning of a former Russian spy in England. And the Netherlands has also said it will expel 2 diplomats, while Germany says it will expel 4. In total, 14 European Union members will expel Russian diplomats over the poisoning of the ex-spy. Interfax news agency quoted a member of the upper house of the Russian parliament as saying that Moscow states it will expel at least 60 staff from U.S. diplomatic missions in Russia in response to Washington. RIA news agency says Russia's ambassador to Washington said that the U.S. is destroying what little is left of relations with Moscow. Egyptians cast their ballots Monday on the first of 3 days of voting in what appears to be a certain victory for incumbent President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. Supporters of the president applauded while some opponents cried foul and still others appeared to be disinterested in the outcome one way or the other. Official results are expected April 2nd. This is VOA News. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission is investigating Facebook's privacy practices following a week of privacy scandals, including whether the company engaged in unfair acts that caused substantial injury to consumers. Philip Alexio reports.
Facebook stock plunged on the news after already taking a big hit last week. Facebook said in a statement on Monday that the company remains, quote, strongly committed to protecting people's information and that it welcomes the opportunity to answer the FTC's questions. Facebook reached a settlement with the FTC back in 2011, offering privacy assurances. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Malaysia's government proposed new legislation Monday to outlaw fake news and punish offenders with a 10-year jail sentence. Jeff Custer has that story.
The bill defines fake news as any news, information, data, and reports which is or are wholly or partly false, whether in the form of features, visuals, or audio recordings, or in any other form capable of suggesting words or ideas. It covers all media and extends to even foreigners outside Malaysia, as long as Malaysia or its citizens are affected. Government officials have said the law is needed to protect public harmony and national security. Critics say it is a bid to crack down on dissent ahead of a general election. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Japanese media reports said a special North Korean train arrived in Beijing under unusually heavy security Monday, suggesting a senior delegation may have been on board. Luis Ramirez has more.
Heavy security was reported at the Friendship Bridge before the train passed from North Korea to China, and there were reports of it passing through several stations on the way from North Korea to Beijing. A spokeswoman for the Chinese Foreign Ministry said she was not aware of the situation and had no further comment. North Korea's state-run media had no reports of a delegation traveling to China. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
Ryan Brooks reports that word the United States and China are set to begin negotiations on trade have had a positive effect.
The U.S. and China may already be hashing out their trade issues, and on Monday, global markets breathed a sigh of relief. That's after a Wall Street Journal report that Washington gave Beijing a to-do list last week on how to work out their differences. The Journal's Monday report says that America's asking China for a number of demands that would include China cutting protections that tax imported U.S. cars and buying more microchips. The paper also said Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is considering a trip to Beijing to sit for face-to-face talks.
That's Ryan Brooks. German Justice Minister Katharina Barley on Monday declined to comment on the arrest of Germany of Carlos Puigdemont, saying a court must make a decision on Spain's request to extradite the exiled Catalan politician. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.